on a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's basketball team will be in action tomorrow night in Winona. Jermaine Crockerell with us. Congratulations on the first round run against Wayne.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If you guys don't get that early start, do you win that game?
I'm not really sure. I mean, they came back and battled pretty hard in the second half. And throughout the game, they were making little short runs. And there was times where we weren't scoring the ball as well. But good thing we started off real well.
When you guys get a start like that, it's human nature to kind of relax a little bit and say, this is comfortable. This league, there's nothing comfortable, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, whenever you have the chance, we just try to put our foot on their neck and just try to get them done early.
You guys were picked to finish 12th. You guys kind of happy and ready to rub their noses in the rest of the league and say, hey, we weren't as bad as you guys thought we were, and we were actually pretty darn good this year?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know a lot of players were upset whenever we got picked 12th. So, I mean, it just goes to show, I mean, that we can play.
Does this maybe even say how much better you guys were last year than people maybe even gave you credit for? That, you know, James, and he was a great player. He's a Division II player of the year. That he can graduate and you guys can still put up a pretty darn good record?
Yeah, I mean, last year it was a really good run, and only for us to lose nine games. I mean, it was a hard league last year, and even this year it's hard as well. So, I mean, it was a special year last year.
He played, I want to say it was 36 minutes last night against Wayne. This late in the year, is there that much left in the legs, or you get a little tired by the end of a game playing that many minutes?
I mean, it's just something you prepare for throughout the season. Your conditioning gets better. I mean, but I am a little sore, but just a couple of days of rest, I should be fine, and just a little bit of ice, and I'll be good to go.
I was watching your game courtside against St. Cloud. It's the first time I'd had a chance to see you guys from courtside and not up above, and it amazed me how much elevation you get on a three-pointer shot, you and even Lance, too. If your legs aren't behind that shot, do you have any chance of making it?
I mean, it just depends. Sometimes you shoot a shot different. I mean, if you're wide open, you're not going to jump as high. But if you have a defender on you, you just try to elevate over him. And sometimes it does have an effect on your shot. I mean, if you're fatigued or anything like that. But hopefully we get our legs back together so we can be able to elevate.
You guys don't play many midweek games, especially as the season progresses. What changes in preparation for Wayne earlier this week and now coming back in a couple of days for Winona?
Well, I would just say practice has changed a little bit. It's not we're not going at it as much, and we're just kind of just working on shooting and just getting our body just to heal back up and get ready to go for Saturday.
What kind of a team is Winona?
They're actually a really good team, and just their post players can really play, and their guards are really good overall. And just we got to be able to defend and put the ball in the hoop at the end of the day.
It's not the easiest gym to be the road team, is it?
Oh, no, definitely not. I mean, the crowd gets them going. Sometimes it feels like the floor is shaking a little bit whenever they're cheering, so yeah.
Does that get you guys cranked up a little bit too, though?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it gets you going. It gets your blood going. It gets you excited thinking about the game. Your hands get a little sweaty and stuff at the beginning, but it's fun. It's fun to do.
Last year was obviously a storybook season for you guys. There have been any similarities with this year, or has this year just kind of been its own year on its own?
It's just been its own year on its own. I mean, especially us being doubted at the beginning, and then we kind of came out to a slow start. But now, it's not how you start; it's how you finish. And I think we're going to finish pretty strong. We're playing really well right now, and doing really good job defensively. So,
do you guys have the same mentality though of bring it on that you guys had last year?
Yeah, I would say so. But I mean, it's not the targets. Kind of on our back, but not as much as it was last year. We're just trying to knock people off right now and just upset some people.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.